listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. It's great to have with us, as ever, the man who is the editor of the Americas Report for the Mengus Hemispheric Security Project at the Center for Security Policy. He is our friend, Dr. Luis Fleischman. Dr. Fleischman, in addition to being a prolific contributor to the Americas Report and through other vehicles, is the author of a very important book, Latin America in the Post-Chavez Age, The Security Threat to the United States. He is one of our duty experts on what is going on south of our borders, and it's always a delight to have him. Dr. Fleischman, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome back.
Like always, it's a pleasure to be here with you, Frank.
Thank you. Listen, there's a lot to talk about at the moment, and I want to move through several things with you smartly, Luis. You've written a piece at the Americas Report about something that, frankly, had escaped my attention, and I suspect may have for others as well, and that is the arrest of a Cuban national in Colombia on suspicion that he was plotting on behalf, perhaps, of ISIS to attack the large American diplomatic mission there, our embassy in Bogota. What do we know about this character, and how justified do you think those suspicions are?
Well, I think the suspicions are pretty justified because, first of all, the plan was to attack the Colombian embassy in the United States. Now, the American embassy in Bogota is one of the largest embassies in the world, with the largest amount of officers working there and diplomats. And that obviously has a history, particularly the need to fight against drugs. Another thing that it was found is that the person who was arrested had strong contacts or has maintained contacts with two individuals, one in Spain and another one in Morocco. And apparently it is suspected that these two individuals are connected to radical Islam based on the conversations that were intercepted by the Spanish service, what is called intelligence service, as well as by the FBI. This man is a Cuban citizen that tried to enter Colombia three times, was deported two times, and for some reason he managed to re-enter the country. Again, at this point, we don't know more about him. I know he's being indicted. He's basically being taken care by the judiciary, the Colombian judiciary, the courts. You know, there is a judicial process against him. But on the other hand, what we don't know is how exactly this guy was picked by ISIS and or by any radical organization, we don't know yet. But to keep saying that these people are lone wolves is not really a theory that I accept anymore.
Somebody was saying to me the other day, Luis, that if you're a fan of Star Trek, there's actually something at work there. I think the Borg was responsible for sort of the hive mentality. And I think that's not an inapt way of describing what Sharia supremacism is all about. You know, there may be people who act individually as jihadists, but they're exhibiting, you know, the behavior they believe is what they're required to engage in by that hive mentality, if you will, their attachment to Sharia and jihad. Hey, Luis, very quickly, I want to hit two other things with you. We'll be following closely this story in Colombia for sure, because, of course, as Judicial Watch, among others, has been pointing out, there's a lot of reason to be concerned about ISIS operating in our hemisphere and perhaps attacking not just our posts overseas, but even here in the United States. But I did want to ask you about Venezuela. We talk about it frequently when you're with us. The Trump administration has apparently decided to tighten the screws on the Maduro regime a bit further by going after something that has been relatively recently introduced, I believe, this new cryptocurrency, the Petro, I think it's been called, supposedly backed by the value of oil in the ground in Venezuela. What can you tell us about those sanctions, and are they having any desired effect?
Yeah. Well, I think, yes, anything that actually, it's not clear to me what kind of effect they may have. Certainly, the Petro, which is the coin that was issued by the Venezuelan government, is a way, in fact, to avoid sanctions. And is in a way is a way to basically move away from the international monetary system. So I believe the fact that the Petro is being sanctioned, I think it is a good measure, and it was initiated by the Treasury, and I think the Treasury is doing a terrific job. The question is whether all this is sufficient. The fact that Mike Pence is coming to speak to the OAS, I think it is an important thing because it shows that the United States cares. The secretary of the OAS told me personally that the American involvement is crucial, and only American sanctions can or may move the Venezuelan government. If you ask me, yes, these sanctions are important. I think it is important that President Trump is not abandoning the issue of Venezuela. But on the other hand, I have to tell you, in my opinion, is insufficient. It needs to be really a full-scale sanctions, including oil sanctions, which I understand some in the administration support that measure, but there has not been a decision yet to go ahead with that.
Well, this is so important, Luis, because as you know, I remember we spoke with Russ Dallin a couple of weeks ago, and he was talking with us about the fact that you're now seeing people fleeing Venezuela in large numbers simply because the economic privation is unsustainable for them and their families. And this is going to destabilize the region and create, I'm afraid, opportunities for much worse to come, both in Venezuela itself and probably in neighboring countries, if not all the way up here. Let me ask you, you mentioned Mike Pence is speaking tomorrow, as it happens, at the Organization of American States. The vice president is expected to forecast what President Trump and the administration hope to accomplish in their upcoming travels to Peru to participate in the Organization of American States summit there in April. What do you anticipate will be top of mind? I presume Venezuela will be one of the topics, but what else, Luis Fleischman?
Well, I have not seen the agenda of Mike Pence. However, I believe that Venezuela is going to be the main issue, the issue of human rights. I know, for instance, that the upcoming summit is going to deal with the issue of corruption, which is extremely important, you know, because it's one of the main sources of instability in Latin America. You know, when you have corruption, that means everyone is for sale, the policemen, members of Congress, everyone. I do not know whether Mike Pence is going to raise that, but the fact that the OAS is raising it in April, and that I think we need to thank Almagro for his leadership on that. I assume that tomorrow Venezuela is going to be the center of everything, and I believe that that visit was arranged also by Almagro because he strongly believes that American sanctions are crucial to move the human rights issue in Venezuela.
Yes, and indeed they are. Luis Fleischman, you've been on this case for a long time and written brilliantly about it. You can find Luis Fleischman's writings, among other places, at The Americas Report, a product of the Center for Security Policy's Mengus Hemispheric Security Program. It's so great to talk with you, Luis. Let's do it again soon. Thank you for your time today. Keep up the good work, my friend. Next up, George Raceley joins us. We'll talk with him about Russian influence operations and the preposterous idea that they only began in connection with Donald Trump. That and much more straight ahead.